Well, this is it, my last day here. To be completely honest, I've got mixed feelings. On the one hand, I won't get sick anymore. I'll be back home, and I'll be able to visit with Dipper again. But leaving also means saying goodbye to Mom. That's the one part in all of this I absolutely hate. I don't even know when I'll see her again. I just hope I can get through this. Mom? Dad? I'm ready.
Bobby, what's wrong?
Wrong? What makes you think anything's wrong?
Well, I'd say that look on your face is a pretty good indication. You look bummed out. Thought you'd be excited to go back home.
I'll be honest, sir. A part of me is glad I'm going home, but...
Sam, Kara, would you mind if I talk to Bobby privately?
Go ahead, Graydon.
Come with me, Bobby.
Okay.
Sit down, Bobby.
Okay.
You should be right proud of yourself. You know that?
Proud of myself? For what?
Well, from what I hear tell, when you three first got down here, your parents were getting a divorce. No question about it, right?
Yeah.
And now they ain't. Now, who could have talked them out of that, do you think?
I didn't talk them out of it, did I?
I was there, Bobby. Oh, I was kind of happy to have your mom here, because we're old friends, and some thought that maybe a spark might reignite between us. But you know what? Seeing you for the first time when you got here, I knew. I knew for sure there was no way I could ever replace you or your dad in her heart.
You've been really nice to all three of us. You let us stay here, even knowing what might have happened. What I don't get is why you did it.
Oh, shucks. It's what we do down here. It's called Southern hospitality. You were in a right pickle. How couldn't I help out? Besides, it would give Trevor a new friend, too. He has a problem making friends, and you done a right good job of doing that.
Trevor's been a really good friend to me, too. I wasn't exactly the most polite when we first started talking. But now, well, I'm glad to have gotten the chance to know him, even if it's only been for a month.
Well, in this day and age, you can talk to him every day if you want to over the internet. Didn't have that when I was a kid. No siree.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it's still not the same as seeing him. And then there's Mom. What if I never get to see her again?
Oh, now, don't you worry about that. I bet you'll see her about every holiday and birthday. Just because she has to live down here don't mean she can't visit a lot. Why, I bet she racks up them frequent flyer miles right quick. And from what I hear, she loves Hawaii.
I have to admit, I do too. It's true I can't remember much of it, but I always loved the ocean, and all the sand felt nice under my paws.
I can't think of a better way to have your Ohana, or whatever, than the place where the word comes from.
It would be nice to go back again.
Well, maybe you three can make it an annual event. Give you another excuse to be together. How's that sound?
I'd like that a lot, but I'm not sure if we could really afford that every year. Aren't those flights really expensive?
You rack up enough of them frequent flyer miles and they get to be free.
Free? Seriously?
Would I lie to you?
Well, you haven't yet.
Yeah, it's sad you can't see her all the time, but her health is important, right?
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't want her sick again.
But she'll always be your mom, no matter what, and your dad's wife. And that's your doing, you know? Why, if you hadn't started bawling in that courtroom, even the judge felt sorry for you, you know that?
I felt really dumb crying like that, but are you telling me that actually helped?
Well, I don't know everything there is to know about women, but I do know there ain't a mother alive who can stand to listen to her child cry and not try to do something to make them stop.
But I was crying back when this whole thing started. Why didn't they stop then?
You think they didn't try something? Think back. Every time, from what I saw, your mom was right there trying to comfort you, trying to help you understand. But you know what? I think each time she doubted herself even more. You worked on her heart, Bobby, like a master mechanic works on a car engine. You changed her mind.
Come to think of it, Dad seemed to be doing the same thing, too.
I don't think either one of them really knew how much it was going to affect you until they saw it with their own eyes. All this modern-day nonsense about kids recovering from divorce, if you ask me, it's all hooey. Kids need parents together.
You'll take care of her for us, right?
I think it's going to be more the other way around. She's going to be a right treasure to Trevor and me.
She's the best mother I could ever ask for, and I know she'll do her best to help.
Well, seems to me you managed to make the most of a really bad situation.
Thank you, sir.
Am I interrupting?
No. Come on in, Trevor. Please. What's up?
I just wanted to be sure you had all the game codes from me, so we can game together once you get back home.
Yep, I made sure to pack them in the suitcase with everything else. Hey, Trevor?
Yeah?
Thanks for all the help this last month. It's been really hard, and I don't think I could have gotten through things here without you.
It's okay, Bobby. Your whole family is really nice. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, too.
So am I. Maybe next year. You can come down and see Huntington.
I'd like that. Never seen snow. You get a lot there?
We start getting it around the middle of December, but it's usually at its worst in January. When it snowed last year, they had to redirect traffic all over town.
Wow, that would be kind of cool to see. Think you could take pictures of it next time it happens?
I can do that.
How are you feeling, Bobby?
Much better now, thanks to Trevor and his dad.
I'm glad to hear that.
You got your stuff packed in the car, Sam?
Just finished loading up the last of it.
Good. We better head out, then. I got this fried chicken place in mind you gotta try before you go.
Thanks again for everything, sir.
Twerk nothing, Bobby. Figure it won't be the last time I get to see y'all.
After double-checking to make sure we had everything, Mom, Dad, Trevor, Mr. Heathcliff, and I all got in the car. The fried chicken was really good. Then again, it was Southern food, and a lot of Southern stuff usually does taste pretty good. After we finished lunch, we headed to the airport. When we got there, we put all the luggage on the cart and wheeled it inside. Dad and I got our tickets and headed over to where our gate was. This was around 4:30. We only had 20 minutes before the flight by the time we got to the gate.
All set to go, son?
I think so.
Raiden, I want to thank you and your son one last time for letting us stay in your home, and for helping us with Bobby as well.
Well, like I said, I've known Kara for years, and there weren't no way I wasn't going to help her when she needed me.
And I want to thank you both, too. Especially you, Trevor. You're a really good friend.
You've been a good friend, too. This last month has been really nice. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you, too. Mom?
I'll miss you as well. Just remember, Ohana, no matter how far apart we are, we'll always be a family.
I know. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Bobby. Be good for your dad, okay?
I will. Kara?
Yes, Sam?
I love you. Very much.
Oh, Sam. I love you too.
I don't know how I'll get along without you.
You won't be without me, Sam. I'm your wife, and I'll always be your wife, no matter what. Just be strong for Bobby. He's going to need you more than ever. And I'll be coming to visit as often as I can.
The house is going to feel empty without you.
No, it won't, Sam. Bobby is there. He can fill a room with joy when he's happy, you know that. So just keep him happy and you'll feel my love everywhere.
You always know the right thing to say, Kara.
Oh, no, I don't. I should have just said no to the divorce from the start. I knew it, but I couldn't convince myself it wasn't for the best. Bobby did that. We'll just have to make do with what we have, just like we always have.
You'll come for Bobby's birthday, right?
Wouldn't miss it.
You promise?
Cross my heart.
At this time, we are boarding Delta Flight 1293 to New Orleans at gate T14. We would like to first board all first-class passengers, any passengers with children, or any passengers requiring special assistance. Delta Flight 1293 to New Orleans is boarding now at gate T14.
That's our flight. Guess we should go.
You did let the Drapers know you were coming so they can pick you up, right?
Bobby said he took care of it.
Sam? Is that you?
Jamal! What are you doing here?
You know how governments work, man. They move at a snail's pace already. Just try to give them a sense of urgency over the holidays. But Lane has some good lawyers of her own and, well, took some phone calls and some arm twisting, but my house arrest is technically over. I still have the ankle bracelet till I check in with the parole office in Raleigh, but Shane can go back to his normal life.
Who's this, Dad?
This is the client I was helping, Bobby. Jamal, I'd like you to meet my son.
Ah, so this is Bobby. Glad to meet you, little man. Your dad said a lot of nice things about you. And let me tell you, he's a great man to have as a father. Don't ever doubt how much he loves you. Okay.
I won't. Are you coming on this flight, sir?
What? Seriously? You're on this flight, too? Well, I had to get this one because Elaine insisted I'd be there for Christmas. It was the only one I could get to North Carolina. All the others were booked solid. But I thought you were going back to West Virginia. Why are you going to New Orleans?
We were stuck with the same problem, actually. This was the only flight we could get.
Yeah, well, after New Orleans, I head to Charlotte. Mom's picking me up at the airport there. We're driving the rest of the way to Raleigh.
Then we'll be around to say goodbye. We're getting another plane there that's going to carry us the rest of the way.
Wow. You know, let's see if they'll let us switch to the same row. Having some pleasant company will make this flight go a lot quicker, and it'll be a lot less boring.
I'd be happy to talk with you, Jamal.
Me too.
All passengers for Delta Flight 1293 to New Orleans at gate T14. All passengers are requested to proceed to gate T14 immediately. That's Delta Flight 1293 to New Orleans.
We best get going. Ready to go home, son?
Ready, Dad. Don't be afraid to let feelings show.
Everyone has them. There's no need to hide.
Peace often comes if you let them out.
And sometimes you have to go with the flow.
Remember to let your heart be your guide.
Trusting in love will leave little doubt.
Increasing experience helps us to know.
Never in vain are the tears that we've cried.
Growing in love is what life is about.